With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. A 14-year-old girl died Monday evening from injuries she received after a rock slide struck her family's vehicle on Glacier National Park's Go Into the Sun Road. Park spokeswoman Lauren Alley describes the rock fall near the East Tunnel as, quote, significant.
So the rocks were between fist-sized and about 12 inches in diameter. So if you envision that, that's a pretty big-sized rock. And there was enough debris, the park estimates, to fill the back of a pickup truck.
The rocks hit the top of the family's car, shattering its rear windshield and critically injuring the girl. Her parents received significant bruising, and two other children in the car suffered minor injuries. An air ambulance responded to the scene but was unable to airlift the girl because of her unstable condition. The flight paramedics traveled with her in a ground ambulance to Kalispell, but she died en route. The family is from Utah. The girl's name and hometown will be released once family notifications are complete. This isn't the first fatal rock slide in the park. Again, park spokeswoman Lauren Alley.
So the last fatal rock fall on the Going to the Sun Road was in 1996. A rock came off the mountains in the Rim Rocks area, which is west of Logan Pass. You know, the area is on the Continental Divide, and rocks do come down fairly regularly from the mountains above.
The mountains above Going to the Sun Road are very steep, and Alley says precisely identifying where the slide originated would be extremely difficult. Alley says the park, while safe for the vast majority of visitors, can sometimes be an unpredictable place where hazardous things can happen in an instant. Going to the Sun Road was closed at the East Tunnel for about 3 hours Monday night while crews cleared the scene. I'm Cassidy Alexander, Montana Public Radio.